Chapter 3. Currency and Shopping.
In this unit, you will practice giving information about Chinese currency and about shopping in Beijing. Review the use of quantity adjectives, the meaning of advising models, and the position of certain adjectives. Learn 6 ways to form verbs, adjectives, and nouns. Expand your vocabulary in the areas of currency, porcelain objects, and clothing.
Part 1. Pre-listening exercises. Exercise 1B. Currency. Checks. Percent. Divided. Avoid. Basic. Foreign. Accept. Credit. Restaurant. No. Surcharge. Offices. Cash. Exercise 2B.
Shopping. Expensive. Counters. Major. Money. Private. Exchange. Payment. Rate. Credit card.
Comprehension exercises. Exercise 3B. Where are some good shopping areas in Beijing?
There are a lot of good areas in the city to go shopping for all sorts of things. Before you start, you should know our currency and some of the rules. No one can use foreign currency here. The basic unit of RMB is the yuan. A yuan can be divided into 10 jiao and 100 fen. You should exchange your money for Chinese currency at Bank of China offices or exchange counters. These are the best places to cash your traveler's checks, too. You must avoid exchanging your money at other places. Even if the exchange rate looks better than the rate at the Bank of China, you shouldn't go to private money changers. You can also use your credit card to get cash at the Bank of China. Many large hotels, department stores, and restaurants accept major credit cards in about 100 cities all over China. But don't depend on using your credit card everywhere. There's always a 2% surcharge on credit card payments, so it makes things more expensive.
Exercise 4B.
Know our currency. Foreign currency. Basic unit. Exchange counters. At the Bank of China. 2% surcharge. Exchange your money. Private money changers.
Exercise 5B. You should know our currency. You should exchange your money. These are the best places to cash your traveler's checks. You shouldn't go to private money changers. You can also use your credit card. Don't depend on using your credit card everywhere. There's always a 2% surcharge. Consolidation exercises. Exercise 6. Where are some good shopping areas in Beijing?
There are a lot of good areas in the city to go shopping for all sorts of things. Before you start, you should know our currency and some of the rules. No one can use foreign currency here. The basic unit of RMB is the yuan. A yuan can be divided into 10 jiao and 100 fen. You should exchange your money for Chinese currency at Bank of China offices or exchange counters. These are the best places to cash your traveler's checks, too. You must avoid exchanging your money at any other places. Even if the exchange rate looks better than the rate at the Bank of China, you shouldn't go to private money changers. You can also use your credit card to get cash at the Bank of China. Many large hotels, department stores, and restaurants accept major credit cards in about 100 cities all over China. But don't depend on using your credit card everywhere. There's always a 2% surcharge on credit card payments, so it makes things more expensive.
Exercise 7B.
1. You should know our currency. 2. These are the best places to cash your traveler's checks. 3. You shouldn't go to private money changers. 4. You can also use your credit cards. 5. No one can use foreign currency here. 6. You can get cash at the Bank of China. 7. There's always a 2% surcharge. 8. It makes things more expensive.
Expansion exercises. Vocabulary development. Exercise 8B. Cash. Change. Notes. Coins. Coinage. Bill. Bank draft. Certified check. Cash transfer. Cash balance. Word building.
Avoid. Avoidable. Accept. Acceptable. Depend. Dependable. Suspend. Suspendable. Afford. Affordable. Expend. Expendable. Extend. Extendable. Govern. Governable. Read. Readable. Drink. Drinkable. Laugh. Laughable.
Part 2. Pre-listening exercises. Exercise 1B. Antiques. Bargain. Set. Merchants. Owners. Help. Jewelry. Visit. Want. Stall. Price. Angry. Expected. Friendship. Exercise 2B.
Markets. Bargaining. Clothes. Embroidery. Porcelain. Fine. Crafts. Jackets. Selection. Department store. Souvenirs. Coats. Silk. Famous.
Comprehension exercises. Where can I go to buy arts and crafts and things like silk and antiques?
If you want antiques and porcelain, you should go to the Chawai Market. You can bargain with the stall owners and get some good prices. Remember that bargaining is expected in the markets, but usually not in the big department stores, like Yoyi Shopping City. In the big stores, merchants might get really angry if you bargain on the set prices. If you want to have help shipping arts and crafts home, you should go to White Peacock Art World. If you're just looking for a few souvenirs, you might want to visit the Friendship Store. It's famous for its fine selection of silks, porcelain, embroidery, and jewelry. China's porcelain is famous, so you must see the Jingdezhen porcelain shop and the Dehua and the Liling shops. There you can buy the best porcelain, all made in China. Go to the Shushui market for silk clothes and down jackets and coats. It's also known as Silk Alley. You'll be able to get very good prices there.
Pronunciation exercises. Exercise 4B.
With the stall owners. Bargain with the stall owners. Porcelain, embroidery, and jewelry in the big department stores. If you bargain on the set prices for silk clothes and down jackets. A few souvenirs, all made in China. Bargaining is expected. It's fine selection of silks.
Exercise 5B. You should go to the Chowai Market. You can bargain with the stall owners. Bargaining is expected in the markets. Merchants might get really angry if you bargain on the set prices. Visit the Friendship Store. It's famous for its fine selection of silks. China's porcelain is famous. You can buy the best porcelain all made in China. Go to the Shu Shui Market for silk clothes. You'll be able to get good prices there. Consolidation exercises. Exercise 6. Where can I go to buy arts and crafts and things like silk and antiques?
If you want antiques and porcelain, you should go to the Chowai Market. You can bargain with the stall owners and get some good prices. Remember that bargaining is expected in the markets, but usually not in the big department stores, like Yoyi Shopping City. In the big stores, merchants might get really angry if you bargain on the set prices. If you want to have help shipping arts and crafts home, you should go to the White Peacock Art World. If you're just looking for a few souvenirs, you might want to visit the Friendship Store. It's famous for its fine selection of silks, porcelain, embroidery, and jewelry. China's porcelain is famous, so you must see the Jingdezhen Porcelain Shop and the Dehua and the Liling shops. There you can buy the best porcelain all made in China. Go to the Shu Shui Market for silk clothes and down jackets and coats. It's also known as Silk Alley. You'll be able to get very good prices there.
Exercise 7B.
1. You should go to the Chowai Market. 2. Bargaining is expected in the markets. 3. You can bargain with the stall owners. 4. You might want to visit the Friendship Store. 5. Merchants might get really angry. 6. It's famous for its fine selection of silks.
Expansion exercises. Vocabulary development. Exercise 8B. Plate. Bottle. Jug. Lotus bowl. Cup. Basket. Vase. Basin. Bowl. Kettle. Figurine. Saucer. Ornament. Jar. Tureen. Dish. Word building.
Anger. Angry. Fame. Famous. Hunger. Hungry. Danger. Dangerous. Humor. Humorous. Joy. Joyous. Disaster. Disastrous. Hazard. Hazardous.
Part 3. Pre-listening exercises. Exercise 1B. Depends. Shops. Paper. Down. Residence. Traditional. Embroidery. Clothing. Beautiful. Buys. Local. Cut. Jackets. Alley. Craft. Excellent. Exercise 2B.
Favorite. Great. Wonderful. Street. Area. Embassies. Low. Inexpensive. Fun. Plenty. Second hand. Find.
Comprehension exercises. Exercise 3B. Where do I go to get really good bargains?
There are plenty of places to go for good bargains. It depends on what you're looking for. You can get good buys on down jackets, silk clothing, embroidery, and beautiful paper cuts. Paper cuts are a very traditional Chinese craft. Wangfu Jing is an excellent shopping street. That's where the Beijing department store is, and you can get good prices there. Sidon Bedagie is just off that street. The shops there are for the local residents, and the prices are good. There's a small alley called Da Sudlan. It's another favorite place for people to go for clothes and crafts. In the area of the city where the embassies are, there's the Shusui Silk Market. The prices there are so low that you don't have to bargain, and you can go to the Hongqiao Market by Tian Tan for inexpensive antiques. There are wonderful bargains in second-hand porcelain. You're going to find that Beijing is a great place to shop, so have fun.
Pronunciation exercises. Exercise 4B.
Plenty of places to go. Depends on what. Goodbyes on down jackets. Can get good prices. Bargains in second-hand porcelain. A very traditional Chinese craft. For inexpensive antiques. Beautiful paper cuts. Just off that street. For clothes and crafts. Have fun. A great place to shop.
Exercise 5B. There are plenty of places to go. It depends on what you're looking for. Paper cuts are a very traditional Chinese craft. Sidon Bedagie is just off that street. Go to the Hongqiao Market for inexpensive antiques. There are wonderful bargains in second-hand porcelain. Beijing is a great place to shop. So have fun! Consolidation exercises. Exercise 6. Where do I go to get really good bargains?
There are plenty of places to go for good bargains. It depends on what you're looking for. You can get good buys on down jackets, silk clothing, embroidery, and beautiful paper cuts. Paper cuts are a very traditional Chinese craft. Wangfujing is an excellent shopping street. That's where the Beijing department store is, and you can get good prices there. Sidon Bedagie is just off that street. The shops there are for the local residents, and the prices are good. There's a small alley there called Da Si Lan. It's another favorite place for people to go for clothes and crafts. In the area of the city where the embassies are, there's the Shusui Silk Market. The prices there are so low that you don't have to bargain, and you can go to the Hongqiao Market by Tian Tan for inexpensive antiques. There are wonderful bargains in second-hand porcelain. You're going to find that Beijing is a great place to shop, so have fun.
Exercise 7B.
1. You can get good buys on down jackets. 2. There are plenty of places to go. 3. You can get silk clothing and beautiful paper cuts. 4. Paper cuts are a very traditional Chinese craft. 5. Sidon Bedagie is just off that street. 6. There are wonderful bargains in second-hand porcelain. 7. Wangfujing is an excellent shopping street. 8. It's another favorite place for people to go.
Listening test. 1. You have to know our currency and some of the rules. 2. No one can use foreign currency here. 3. You can use your credit card to get cash at the Bank of China. 4. Many large hotels, department stores, and restaurants don't accept major credit cards. 5. There's always a 2% extra surcharge on credit card payments. 6. If you want antiques and porcelain, you should go to the Chaowai Market. 7. Remember that bargaining is expected in the stores. 8. Bargaining is expected in the big department stores like Yoyi Shopping City. 9. It's famous for its fine selection of silks, porcelain, and embroidery and jewelry. 10. There are wonderful bargains in porcelains.